Xin chào các bạn đã đến với kênh Radio Podcast của School Việt. Tôi là Khoa Đoàn. Mỗi kỳ sẽ là một khách mời với những chủ đề thú vị, cùng nhau chia sẻ những kinh nghiệm trong lĩnh vực phát triển phần mềm.
Hello everyone. Today we have Chi Hong from Netherlands. He is one of my fellow Scrum.org professional Scrum trainer. Hello, Chi.
Hey, thanks for having me on your radio podcast.
Yeah, you are absolutely welcome. So, Chi, do you want to share a little bit about yourself with everybody?
Yeah, sure. So, my name is Chi Hong, and I'm a Scrum.org professional Scrum trainer, management consultant, and the founder of Scrum Traveler. So I started my Scrum journey in 2007. So yeah, that's a good 12 years ago. And I initially started as a software engineer. And while the company was undergoing a large-scale agile transformation, that was the moment where I got introduced with Scrum. Mm. And while I learned about Scrum and read the Scrum guide, I immediately noticed that the values and the principles, they were very much in line with how I look at product development. And I knew that I found a certain path that I would be following for a long time. And after a while, I started my own company, Scrum Traveler, where I get to combine two things, Scrum and traveling. So as a consultant, I work with various clients in the Netherlands, small companies, large companies, private sector, public sector, but also in different domains, telecom, banking, insurance. And as a certified trainer, I basically travel around the world and I connect with local Scrum experts and with local Scrum trainers to teach Scrum and eat amazing food.
Yeah, so it's a hope we have sometimes you come to Vietnam and we can co-training together.
Definitely.
Okay, so this week we have a interesting topic about the velocity, and you know, it have many people have a concern about the velocity, and they have compared that with the productivity, and they think the velocity is the productivity. So how do you think about the velocity on that context?
Well, the interesting thing about velocity is that it is actually not a part of Scrum. And if you would browse through the Scrum guide, you wouldn't actually find the word velocity in it. And yet it is something that is being used by a lot of companies, which makes it pretty interesting. When it comes to velocity, it is merely an indication of the average amount of work turned into an increment during a sprint. But yeah, seeing that we find ourselves more or less in a complex environment, for example, people get sick, they take leave days, having off days, technological complexity, requirements, uncertainties, all these unforeseen activities that we can't plan, the average amount of work done in a sprint is not constant. And this makes velocity not a good or a reliable indicator to measure productivity, let alone planning the entire future.
Okay, yeah. So if the velocity is not a good one to measure the productivity, so can you say what is the best way to measure it?
Well, that's a good question. And perhaps the mindset change here is not about measuring velocity. Because as a developer, I can be very productive in delivering features that has no value to my end users. So perhaps we should stop thinking in measuring productivity and more in delivering value and measure that. And how great would it be if you could, together with your Scrum team, work towards a sprint, work towards a goal, and deliver value in an incremental, iterative way to our customers. So instead of thinking in velocity-driven, moving more towards goal-driven thinking.
Yeah, so the key is here about collaborate between the Scrum team, between the product owner and development team to focus about the goal.
Yep.
Yeah, so because you know we mentioned about the goal and swing goal, that is a good one, but the problem is about is still have many people have concern how to define the swing goal, and based on your experience, can you share for us about what is the better way to define a swing goal or any good practice to define a swing goal effectively?
Well, yeah, before I start about that, I like to say that I like the idea of seeing a sprint being considered a project with no more than 1 month. And so like a project, a sprint has a clear start date, a clear end date, and a certain goal. Mm-hmm. So a goal as in, why are we doing this sprint? What problem are we trying to solve? Or maybe even what are we trying to improve? And so we believe that product owners, they should be seen as product CEOs, someone with an entrepreneurial mindset, someone with a clear product vision that is able to think in objectives in order to reach that vision. So now these objectives doesn't need to be written down in details, nor do they need to be perfect or complete. And the product owner should at least use these objectives to start a conversation with his or her development team. This can happen during product backlog refinement activities or sprint planning. But the key word here, as you mentioned yourself, is collaboration. Mm-hmm. So yeah, during a sprint planning, a product owner can say, hey team, so for this sprint, I would like to have this objective, or at least I think the value of it would be a valuable objective. And then the product owner and the development team then work together to figure out how they can achieve this. Mm. So while they are doing this, product backlog items can be added, they can be removed, and they can be changed. In the end, enough product backlog items should be selected by the development team to achieve this objective within a sprint. And this is actually the moment where an objective becomes a sprint goal. And the thing with the creation of a sprint goal is that we can merely attach criteria such as a sprint goal should be clear, it should be small enough to fit in a sprint, it should be measurable, for example. Mm-hmm. But there is not a silver bullet, one size fit all for crafting a sprint goal. So when it comes to creating a sprint goal, it is about taking the product owner's initial objective as input, together with some of the criteria that I mentioned, and maybe there are even more, and then collaboratively with the entire Scrum team, figure out how to achieve this within a sprint. Mm. And for this, yeah, there are many templates available out there.
Yeah, so the key here is back about the collaboration between the Scrum team, and the goal is just about the thing the team can collaborate and deliver the value to the user.
Yeah, and when it comes to value, the harsh reality here is that we can use all these kinds of formulas to measure value. Mm. But at the end of the day, these are all assumptions. So the only way to measure value is to bring your software to the market as soon as possible, so that at least you can validate your assumption of value.
Yeah, sure, surely. So thank you for sharing, Jitong, because this makes for the people clear between the velocity, productivity, and also to provide about they need to focus on the goal, sprint goal, it can support them to deliver the true value to the user. Thank you for your sharing.
Yeah.
That's very
no problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, no problem.
Mỗi kỳ sẽ là một khách mời mới, một chủ đề mới. Hãy cùng nhau đón nghe Radio Podcast của Scrum Việt kỳ tiếp theo bạn nhé.